2022 ना।
चेक नहीं है पर आ रहा है, इसमें पता लगता है,
पता लगता है। सो वी विल हैव वन लास्ट सेशन दैट वी शुड नॉट रिकॉर्ड एट ऑल। टुडे चलेगा, आज चलेगा, इवनिंग आल्सो वी विल हैव इट। 25 पेजेस ओनली, ओनली 1/3 डन। वी हैव 2/3 लेफ्ट, बट वी कैन बी लिटिल फास्टर। चल भी हो सकता है, वी कैन बी फास्ट आल्सो। व्हाट डू यू से? Go fast.
Last mission के पास।
क्यों fast बोल रहे? हाँ। तो आराम से। तो क्या? पूरा एक हफ्ता बाकी है। So should we wait for anyone else? Sridhar ने मैं प्रवीण देर। और कौन है? Who else is there? हाँ वालों पर 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Who is the 12th man? भाग गया ना अभी तक आया
ना
फॉर द फेयरवेल डायरेक्टली। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 ततो नृपोन्मर्दनमज्जलेपनम्।
ततो नृपोन्मर्दनमज्जलेपनम्।
अलङ्कार रक्षा तिलकासनादिभिः।
अलङ्कार रक्षा तिलकासनादिभिः।
संलालित स्वचरित प्रहर्षयन्।
संलालित स्वचरित प्रहर्षयन्।
सायं गतो यामयमेन माधवः।
सायं गतो यामयमेन माधवः।
Thereafter, O Maharaj Parikshit, as required according to the scheduled round of his pastimes, Krishna returned in the evening, entered the house of each of the coward boys, and engaged exactly like the former boys, thus enlivening their mothers with a transcendental pleasure. The mothers took care of the boys by massaging them with the oil, bathing them, smearing their bodies with the sandalwood pulps, decorating them with ornaments, chanting protective mantras, decorating their bodies with tilaka and giving them food. In this way, the mother served Krishna personally.
So, Tato Nrupa, Nrupa is here, Parikshit Maharaj. So, Mardana Majja Lepana. Mardana is massaging, then Majja is bathing them, then Lepana is smearing their bodies with sandalwood pulp, then Alankara, there are so many decorations that they do, Raksha. Raksha means they chant some mantras for the protection of the child. So this is quite common in traditional societies. I don't know if you have any experience about it. In our childhood, our grandmother and mother, they used to chant some mantras, right? Some mantra they have. And especially when the child goes out and then comes back home, so something called dishti, right? This fellow is nazar lagega. Right, some other people might glance on him, that might affect the child. Karke, they just take some things and then take it around the child and then mirchi and some hairs, some salt, So all that they do. So yeah, you can say they are like some ritualistic things, but there is an affection behind it. There is a great affection of the mother or grandmother towards the child, so that's why they do all that. So tapo, that is raksha, and they also chant mantras. So this is like doing some rituals for the protection, and also sometimes they also chant mantras invoking Lord Ram's protection, Lord Narasimha's protection. So in our home, mothers used to, father or grandfather, they used to do chant this Ramaraksha Stotram. So there is a stotram called Ramaraksha Stotram that is invoking the protection of Lord Ram. You know that?
Very famous.
Very famous? Okay. So Dindyam is like quite famous. So, like that. And they also chant this Hanuman, Anjanei Dandakam. Maybe its replica of that is Hanuman Chalisa for you. But Anjanei Dandakam, you know? You don't know? Are you from Andhra? Jai Hanuman Gosai. No, the version is a little different. It's a pure Telugu. Anjanei Dandakam. That also you don't know. How can you be South Indian? That's from Andhra. Okay, fine. Then Tilakasana Adibihi. Tilak, they put Tilak. Then Samlalitaha. Samlalita means they are caressing the boys. Svacharitaihi Praharshayan. So, by their Svacharitaihi, by their own natural characteristic, right? They Praharshayan. Mothers are making them very pleased. So now Sayam Gataha means they arrived in the evening. Yama Yamena, at the time of each activity, at the time of each activity passed, as the time of each activity passed, Madhavaha, Lord Krishna. So all these boys came back to their mothers, and these boys are actually Krishna only. So Prabhupada writes here that all these cowherd boys enlivened their mothers with transcendental pleasure. So it's actually pleasure for a devotee to do all these activities, right? Even if you consider material platform affection and material platform also, mother never feels burden. When the child comes back home, may not be from pasturing grounds in the modern context, may be from school, right? So the boy would go to school and then he would come back and the mother would bathe him. So they feel lot of pleasure because there is affection there. So on a material platform it's like that. So what to speak of the same activities happening in Vrindavan. So all these mothers are not feeling the burden that then again I have to bathe him, then Marjana, Marjana. So whatever activities are mentioned here, they are source of transcendental pleasure for the mothers, Yashodamai and other gopis. So they get enlivened by it. So when the mother gets an opportunity to feed the child, that's not a burden. It may happen in the modern context where some nurses or ayahs are kept so that children can be taken care and mothers can be in their own world of taking care of their own bodies, right? Like that. Or small children may be kept in the protection of some nursery, right? Nursery kids. So some people will take care, some women will take care, and there could be some child abuse also that may happen there. But it's not like that. Now, next verse. Gavastato goshtam upetya sattvaram.
Gavastato goshtam upetya sattvaram.
Hunkara ghoshaihi parihuta sangatan.
Hunkara ghoshaihi parihuta sangatan.
Svakan svakan vatsataran apayayan.
Svakan svakan vatsataran apayayan.
Muhurlihantyah sravadaushadhampayah.
Thereafter, all the cows entered their different sheds and began mooing loudly, calling for their respective calves. When the cows arrived, the mothers began licking the cows' bodies again and again, profusely feeding them with the milk flowing from their milk bags.
So the previous verse discussed about how the gopis received all the boys for Krishna. This verse is describing about how the cows received the calves for Krishna. So one more point about the previous verse from Jiva Goswami is that the word Adi here, now we have seen all the words Mardana, Majja, Lepana, Alankara, Raksha, Tilaka, Asana, Adibhi. The word Adi indicates that these mothers also inquire from the children, what happened in the forest, what did you do, what all games did you play. So they would ask also, and children without asking also they will tell. Right? So today what happened, you know? Like I was playing with that boy, then Madhu Mangal stole my this thing, or they kept that bitter fruit in the food and then gave me. So like that they just, children they just give reports. Right? Uninvited reports also they can give. Right? And the elders will just listen the whole thing. And if they have time, they give whole time, grandfathers, right? They just sit with the child. For half an hour or 1 hour, they just hear whatever the child speaks, right? Now it is because people are so passionate, they have no time to spend with children, their own children also, their own grandchildren also. It's like that. They spend time with smartphones. So now coming to the case of the gopas, cows. Gavastato goshtam upetya satvaram. So all the calves, they went to their cow sheds. Goshtam is cow shed. So upetya satvaram, very soon they just ran. As soon as the calf returns from the pasturing ground to the cow shed, there is a lot of enthusiasm in the calf to run towards the mother. Then hunkara ghoshaihi, by making jubilant mooing sounds, ghosha. Then parihuta sangatan, to call the cows. And the cow recognizes, oh, this is my calf here. Svakan svakan, following their respective mothers. So there are millions of calves, millions of mothers. And every calf without any confusion can reach the mother. Every mother can identify the calf without any confusion. Right? Svakan svakan vatsataran apayayan. And after receiving them, what are they doing? Apayayan. Feeding them their milk from their milk bags. Muhur lihantyaha sravad audhasampayaha. Muhur lihantyaha. I mean, constantly they started licking the calves. And sravat audhasampayaha. Abundant milk flows from their milk bags. Right? So there is no, what to say, scarcity of milk. Because the production of milk from the cows of Vrindavan is not dependent on the grass that they eat or whatever other special treatment that they are given or the injections that they are given. So it doesn't depend on these external things. It depends on their love for Krishna. They love Krishna, milk will come. Simple. And the grasses also grow out of their love for Krishna. And they feed the cows, eat those grasses. That is also love for Krishna. And the milk is also another form of love of Krishna. So all the dealings between the calves and their respective mothers taking care of them were enacted by Krishna himself. Now Krishna sometimes would go to the calves, cows directly and start taking milk from the udders. Right? Once there was a Saman Leela between Yashodamayi and Krishna. After Damodar Leela, these two big Yamalarjuna trees fell down, right? So when Yamalarjuna trees fell down and Nanda Maharaj came and then picked up Krishna, he said, who dare to tie Krishna like this? Who is that fellow? I immediately want to punish, like that Nanda Maharaj said. Someone came and told in Nanda Maharaj's ear, oh, it's actually Yashodamayi. Oh, I will beat Yashodamayi, like that Nanda Maharaj restricted. Many people asked. When they heard Yashodamayi's name, no one could come forward to chastise or anything like that. But Nanda Maharaj, because he is also in Vatsalya mood, so he can untie the knot that Yashodamayi tied. Then he lifted and just cutting the long story short, Krishna is reluctant to go to Yashodamayi at this point. Because Yashodamayi bound him. This is another Leela. So Krishna was not at all happy to go to Yashodamayi, And Nanda Maharaj also is not very excited to send Krishna towards Yashoda Mahi. So he is saying that Yashoda Mahi has done an offense. How can she tie the child like this? Right? So she doesn't deserve to be with Krishna. So I will take him. Then Nanda Maharaj took Krishna to Yamuna. And they had a bath there. That's early in the morning on Diwali day. And they also distributed charity to so many brahmanas, and then they came back to cowshed and freshly taken out milk from the cows. So that was given to Krishna after mixing with the sugar. So that milk was a mixed sugar with sugar, and then came. Then Rohini Mata came to negotiate with Krishna, and Krishna said, I will not come to Yashoda. She tired me. She chastised me. She scolded me, I cannot come. Then Nanda Maharaj also says, no, because Yashoda Mahi has done like this, she should suffer, Krishna cannot come. Then Rohini said, Krishna, why are you so cruel? How can you just say that I can't come to your mother? She will die out of separation from you. Then still Krishna is not, this 3-year-old boy, he is not becoming mild at all. Then Rohini Mata asked, whose milk will you drink? Then Krishna said, I will drink the milk of cows. Right? I will drink the milk of cows, and I will mix sugar in that milk, and then I will drink. No problem. Then with whom will you play? Then Krishna said, I will play with Nanda Maharaj, not Yashoda. Okay, fine. Then Rohini Mata became very worried. Then Nanda Maharaj said, Krishna, because she caused so much trouble to you, I will beat her. Like that, he lifted hand to beat Yashoda Mahi. Right? Immediately Krishna caught that hand and then jumped off the lap of Nanda Maharaj and went and embraced Yashoda Mahi. That was the reunion. So Yashoda Mahi ki jai. The whole leela ends like that. So when Krishna, although he was showing some anger towards Yashoda Mahi, Yashoda Mahi is also thoroughly humiliated and ashamed that she tied like this. What would have happened if Yamarajana trees fell on Krishna? So that was the whole concern. So that was the reunion. Basically, I am just reminded of all these incidents where Krishna had affection towards cows, motherly affection. Like why am I remembering? Yesterday also I was remembering these other incidents. In Putana episode also, all the elderly gopis were showing their affection towards Krishna. They also have vatsalya affection, motherly affection towards Krishna. And also during Trinavarta episode, they had lot of affection for Krishna. And all these gopis also would make their milk and curd and butter, all this only so that Krishna can come and steal. And one day if Krishna doesn't come and steal in their houses, then all of them will feel separation. Hare Krishna, yes. Like that. And even when they come to Yashoda Mahi and start complaining, then also that is out of their affection. They are just trying to recollect all the sweet incidents of Krishna in the garb of complaints. Right? They were relishing doing that Krishna katha. Oh, this Krishna came to my house and then stole butter like this. When my daughter is taking bath, Krishna came and then did some mischief there. Right? And so like that. All these elderly gopis, they started complaining about Krishna. Then their complaints are filled with affection. And internally, Acharyas explained the mood of all these gopis, that they were thinking that Krishna would come to our houses only and steal. He doesn't do that in Yashoda Mahi's house. So, she is deprived of this transcendental pleasure of seeing Krishna stealing butter. So, let us give her also this pleasure. So, out of that compassion on Yashoda Mahi, that she is not having this privilege. So all these gopis would go to Yashoda Mahi and then speak all these complaints. So in that context also, we see that they had lot of motherly affection for Krishna. Right? And Yashoda Mahi had the greater fortune of hearing about Krishna stealing activities, which are filled with the affection of the gopis, which are mixed with the affection of gopis. Gopis only saw Krishna stealing activities, that there is the relish is at one level. Now when those activities are narrated by the gopis, those same activities are also you know, flavored with Gopi's love. So hearing from Gopi's mouths Krishna stealing activities is more relishable than directly witnessing Krishna stealing activities. Right? Because they have their Vatsalya Prema towards Krishna. So there are various incidents where all the elderly gopis had lot of affection for Krishna. There are many other incidents where all the cows, they had lot of affection for Krishna, right, motherly affection for Krishna. Just because Krishna did not agree to take sandals made by Mother Yashoda, small sandals he had made, and Krishna said, my cows are not wearing. If you have to make, you have to make 9 lakh pairs. No, no, no. 18 lakh pairs, because each cow has 4 legs, right? So those many shoes if you can make, then I will accept the shoes. Otherwise, I will walk barefoot. And Yashoda Mai could not make. So, the cows of Vrindavan, they understood Mother Yashoda's heart. And they went into Vrindavan and started smashing all the pebbles and stones so that the entire sand becomes soft in Vrindavan. Right, so that Krishna can walk and Yashoda Mai does not feel anxiety. So there is lot of empathy and there is lot of understanding between all the mothers of Vrindavan. Whether they are in the form of cows or in the form of gopis, they all had Vatsalya Prema towards Krishna. So when one mother is having concern, other mothers understand. Yashoda Mai had concern for Krishna, but she is unable to do anything in Putana episode. So all the mothers came and then chanted mantras for the protection and then applied tilak, like that they did all the purificatory ceremonies, rituals. And similarly, Rohini Mata sometimes takes care of Krishna. Similarly, Yashoda Mai's concern for Krishna's feet is understood by the cows of Vrindavan. So like that, all these Vatsalya devotees of Vrindavan, they exhibit their affection towards Krishna. So now Krishna is reciprocating with all of them. Krishna is simply reciprocating with the Vatsalya Prema that all these cows and gopis had for Krishna in this 1 year. Go gopi nam matritasmitam sin.
Go gopi nam matritasmitam sin.
Asit snehardhikam vina.
Asit snehardhikam vina.
Purovadasvapi hare.
Purovadasvapi hare.
Tokata mayaya vina.
Tokata mayaya vina.
Previously, from the very beginning, the gopis had motherly affection for Krishna. Gopis had motherly affection for Krishna. Indeed, their affection for Krishna exceeded even their affection for their own sons. In displaying their affection, they had thus distinguished between Krishna and their sons. But now the distinction has disappeared.
Go gopinam. Go gopinam. Cows and gopis, too. Two categories of women. Right? Then matrita. Matrita means that motherly affection. Asmin. Unto Krishna, this boy. Asit sneha ridhikam vina. So asit means it was existing. Their sneha, their affection towards Krishna was already existing. Right. So now ridhikam vina purvavat asu api harehe topata mayaya vina. So now here you see the gopis had already had motherly affection and all the cows also had motherly affection, and now their affection for Krishna exceeded even their affection towards their sons. So cows loved Krishna more than their calves, all the elderly gopis loved Krishna more than their sons. Right. So now they are loving their own sons as much as they loved Krishna, because now their sons are actually Krishna only. Right. So this is 25th verse. Right. Here Acharyas give wonderful elaborate commentaries. Yeah. The sound is also coming. So the distinction between one's own son and another son is not unnatural. This is another important point to note down when we are discussing about motherly affection of all these Prajavasis. However naughty the child may be, however much the child misbehaves, or however ugly the child may be, mother loves her own child more than anyone else. The neighboring child may be more beautiful, he may be more well-behaved, mature, and good at studies, right? Good at respecting, and good at even assisting in the house. So there could be so many hundreds of good qualities in other children, but mothers love their own children more than anyone else. Right? They may even appreciate other children also, but their primary affection is towards their own children. But here, Vrindavan, it's totally different. Not a single mother loves their own child as much as they love Krishna. So every single mother of Vrindavan, they love Krishna more than their own children. Therefore, their extra affection for their sons, who is now Krishna himself, was due to the bewilderment resembling that of Brahma. Previously, mothers of Sridhama, Sudama, Subala and other Krishna's friends did not have the same affection for one another's sons. But now the gopis treated all the boys as their own. Another point. All the mothers, they loved Krishna more than their own children. So that is about their relation with Krishna in comparison to their relation with their sons. Now you see another point. These mothers also interact with boys other than Krishna. There are millions of boys, hundreds of boys there. So now Sridhama's mother had affection for Krishna more than Sridhama. Sridhama's mother had affection for Krishna more than Sudama, who is someone else's son, Subala, or many Madhumangal, or there are so many other people, right? But now all these mothers started loving all these boys equally. Because all of them are Krishna only. So all the mothers are loving all the boys nicely. So there is no distinction between who is mother, who is child. All mothers are having motherly affection and all boys are Krishna only. So every mother is loving every child in Vrindavan as much as they love Krishna. So in this context, Acharya say, Krishna in the form of cowherd boy should have had the same affection for their mothers as the actual boys. Now another point. The motherly affection of the mothers and cows for Krishna remained as before, but the love for him had been greater than their love for their own children and calves. But now when Krishna became their sons and calves, their love for their sons and calves became equal to that for Krishna. Even these gopis also loved their calves nicely. And the cows started loving all the boys equally. So everybody is Krishna. Ultimately, our dearness, the dearmost object of every single living entity is Krishna. That dearness is manifested as dearness to one's own self. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we love ourselves the most. This analysis you must have studied in 10th canto, 14th chapter later, after Brahmaji's prayers. So our love for Krishna is manifesting as our love for our own self, who is a part and parcel of Krishna. And our love for our own self is manifesting as our love for our body. Now we are going into the material conditioned existence. And our love for body is manifesting as love for bodily relations, bodily possessions, and country, nation, community. All this love is basically reflection of our love for Krishna only. So primarily everybody loves Krishna. In a perverted form, he is loving so many other things, external things. So Krishna is the root. Another point. We have discussed about the affection of mothers towards these boys. Now what about the boys' affection towards mother? Right? So Krishna has replicated all the forms. Krishna has replicated the mannerism, the physical features, and the habits, and all the characteristics and complexion and the size of bodily limbs of every single child. He replicated everything. But one thing he could not replicate, that's beyond his capacity also. That is the child's affection for the mother. Now, every child is having some kind of affection towards the mother. But when Krishna took their forms, the child's affection for the mother increased. Because that one point is not in Krishna's control, that one feature. Krishna is controlled by prema. Because mothers are loving these children so much, Krishna's love also for these mothers increased, you know, millions of times. Right? So, but their original sons don't love their mothers so much. Because they love Krishna more than their mothers. Just like mothers love Krishna more than their sons, similarly the sons also love Krishna more than their mothers. Simple. Although they are in the lap of their mothers, they will be thinking, when will morning, when will sunrise, when will we go to Krishna, when will we get to take our calves and go with Krishna into the pasturing grounds and then do our naughty activities, games, etc. So that's what is their meditation. So now these children are Krishna only now. So all of them loved their mothers more. So that point Krishna fails. He cannot replicate the child's affection for mothers. Right? This is a very wonderful point that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur brings out. Though Krishna is supreme and all from Brahma even to his personal expansions are dependent on him, he is dependent on prema. Prema is not dependent on Krishna. Prema, Krishna prema is superior to Krishna also. Right? It's like we have this Ramnam is powerful than Ram also, right? When someone chants Ram, then Ram is controlled by that chanter. So all that we hear, right? So here, Krishna Prem is not dependent on Krishna. He cannot control or resist Prema. Sridhar Swami says, this irregularity is difficult to prevent in Krishna. That is irregularity. When he replicated every single feature of the boys, why could he replicate, why he could not replicate their affection for their mothers? That is not in this country. Right? So one should not say that such dependence is fault. Oh, Krishna has inability. Like he may be described to be having so many powers, so capable, but here he failed. But this is not a failure. This is not a fault in Krishna. This is a very special ornament in Krishna. Krishna's being controlled by his devotee's love is the most unique ornament in Krishna. Right. Now, after showing another point, Krishna showed this Yuga Goswami's point. So Krishna had a lot of affection for all these boys, all these mothers. At the same time, his affection towards Yashodamayi remained intact. Now, Krishna is on a mission. Krishna is on a project of what? Reciprocating with all these mothers of Vrindavan, all the cows of Vrindavan. We elaborately discussed with so many other examples how cows showed their affection, how mothers showed their affection. So when someone is on such a mission, he may forget some his regular trivial things. Right? We are given a special assignment. So then some of the regular things might be compromised. So now Krishna, like since his birth, he is with Yashodamayi and they are having certain loving affection towards each other. So that did not compromise even slightly, although Krishna is focusing on reciprocating with all these millions of mothers and millions of cows. That remained intact and that continued to increase. That will continue to increase only. There is no decline there. So that is Jiva Goswami's point. After showing the first part of the verse, Yashoda's love for Krishna in his original form over the other mother's love for his expansions, though certainly this mother's love was also praiseworthy. That is also praiseworthy, but Yashodamayi's love is totally on a different plane. Sanatana Goswami says, their increased affection for him, their special attraction to him as their son, could not be prevented even by the Lord. This shows the special greatness of the Lord. Next 26 verse. Shall we go inside that room? That is free? This room? Inside the room, that is free? Oh, my God.
That's a Muslim also. British.
Okay, no problem. We like too much. 26th verse, right? व्रजौकसां स्वतोकेषु स्नेहवल्याब्धमन्वहम् शनैर्निस्सीम बवृधे यथा कृष्णे त्वपूर्ववत्.
Although the inhabitants of Brajbhumi, the covered men and the covered women, previously had more affection for Krishna than for their own children, now for 1 year, their affection for their own sons continuously increased, for Krishna had now become their sons. There was no limit to the increment of their affection for their sons, who were now Krishna. Every day they found new inspiration for loving their children as much as they loved Krishna.
So, Vrajavaka Samswato Keshu. So all the inhabitants of Vraja Vrindavan, their love for Krishna increased. Svatokesha means their own children. Sneha Valli. Valli means creeper. And this is a creeper of Sneha. Sneha Valli means creeper of affection. That will only increase, increase, increase. It's like continuously expanding. On the first day there was definitely a lot of affection. Second it increased. Third day it increased. By the end of 1 year they had unlimited affection for Krishna. So shanair nishima vivridhe. Nishima means there is no sima, there is no limit for their for the expansion of their love for Krishna. Vivridhe, it's constantly increasing. Yatha krishne tu apurvavat. Just like they had affection for Krishna. So in this context, Acharyas explain. This is 26th verse. Here, for 1 year, affection of the mothers for their sons grew like a creeper. Previously, the mothers had more affection for Krishna than their own sons. Now, they had that same affection for their own sons. Why did the love for him increase even more? Because Krishna is the Amshi, the original possessor of all Shaktis and beauty. And his expansions as the cowherd boys are Amsha in relation to beauty and other qualities. So, all these gopas, they are also expansions of Krishna only. Right, expansions in the sense, like, you can't call them avatars, you can't put them in some categories, but you can say, like, Krishna's pleasure potency, or Krishna wants to enjoy certain pastimes, that desire manifests, that desire invokes Krishna's Shakti to manifest all these personalities, right, so that they can reciprocate with him on a certain level. So you can say Krishna is the Amshi, they are Amshas. So the affection for Amsha cannot be as much as affection for Amshi. So definitely they love their children. It's not that gopis are indifferent to their children. They serve their children so nicely with great love and affection. But it's always less compared to their affection for mother, for Krishna. So now Krishna, when directly he came, so they were more affectionate. The creeper of affection gradually grew by taking care of those sons daily. And the affection will increase when there is service. You may be having affection for this place, for example. But if you render service in this place, your affection for this place will increase. You may be having love for the deities. Every day one may take darshan. But if you render in some personal service to the deities, the affection will increase. You may be having love for a person, that you appreciate his qualities, his qualities are wonderful, his mannerism is wonderful, his dealings are very beautiful. But if you serve along with him, if you serve him, then your affection and appreciation for him will increase. So that way, there is how to increase love for Krishna. How to increase love for Bhagavatam? Read. How to increase love for holy name? Chant like that.
Okay. I'm going safe.
Bunker the horrible. Bond ho gaya Prabhuji. Chalo. Are unhone band karwaya. Bond kar diya.
Bond karaya.
So this insight is given by Jiva Goswami, no, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. No, Jiva Goswami. The creeper of affection will increase. The sneha valli can be nourished by seva. So the way to increase sneha is rendering seva. Ittham atmatmanatmanam.
Ittham atmatmanatmanam.
Vatsapalamishenasah.
Vatsapalamishenasah.
Palayan vatsapo varsham.
Palayan vatsapo varsham.
Chikride vanagoshtayo.
Chikride vanagoshtayo.
In this way, Lord Krishna, having himself become the covered boys and groups of calls, maintained himself by himself. Thus, he continued his pastimes both in Vrindavan and the forest for 1 year.
Ittham Atma, Atmana, Atmanam. Three Atmas. Atma is Krishna. Atmana means by himself. Atmanam, again himself. Krishna only maintained himself by himself. So who is being maintained? The calves and the boys. So who is maintaining them? Krishna only. How he is maintaining? By his own potency. Vatsapala Mishena. So with the forms of cowherd boys, Pala and Vatsa, calves. Saha Palayan. And he also started taking care of them. So Krishna is taking care of calves. And other boys are also taking care of the calves. And these boys also are Krishna, the calves are also Krishna, and Krishna is also, of course, Krishna. Right? Varsham, continuously for 1 year. Chikride enjoyed the pastimes. Vanagoshta Yoho. Both in Vrindavan and in the forest. So both in the Vana and Goshti. Vana is forest. Goshti is where all the human beings stay. Right? The village, where all their cottages and houses are there. That is Goshti. In both places, Krishna is very wonderfully taking care. So everything was Krishna. The cars were Krishna. Prabhupada constantly reminds us that everything is Krishna there. So instead of expanding himself as super soul, Krishna expanded himself as the portion of calves and cowherd boys for one continuous year. Now Krishna is there in the heart of every single living entity, in the entire cosmic manifestation. If Krishna can expand like that, why can't he just manifest the full forms, not just as a super soul who witnesses and oversees our activities, records our activities, but he is directly the person only, right? So that's how he expanded himself. That is 27th verse. 28. Ekada charayan vatsan.
Ekada charayan vatsan.
Saramo vanamavishat.
Saramo vanamavishat.
Panchashasu triyamasu.
Panchashasu triyamasu.
Hayana purvanishvajah.
Hayana purvanishvajah.
One day, 5 or 6 nights before the completion of the year, Krishna tending the cows, enter the forest along with the Balram.
Rama means one who gives pleasure. To whom? To Krishna and the other boys. So Krishna's illusory potency is so powerful that it can even overwhelm Balramji also, by the will of Krishna. Right? So Balramji is the first expansion of Krishna. You see the creation, that chart of avatars. So Balramji is like direct replica of Krishna. Only his emotion and form are different from Krishna. Potency is same as Krishna, right? So he is tadekatma rupa. So that Balramji, when Aghasur was killed, Balramji was kept back at Gokul only, because that day was his birthday. So Balramji did not go along with all the gopas. He did not enter the mouth of Aghasur with their lunch bags. So Krishna retrieved all the gopas along with their lunch bags, and that was not known to Balramji. And 1 year he was in illusion only. So here Sukadeva Goswami says, Sa Ramo Vanamavishat Panchashasu Triyameshu. Panchashasu, 5 or 6 Triyameshu nights. Hayana holier Apurva apa, what is that? Apuran issue, not being fulfilled. Now, 1 year is not yet complete. 5-6 days are left. How can Sukadeva Goswami give such a, what to say, approximate number? Panche din bacha hai. He just said like that. He didn't exactly give the number or time. He could have done it. So Acharyas explained that it's an indefinite number that randomly Sukadeva Goswami spoke because he was bewildered by prema. So while describing the affection between Krishna and the calves and Krishna and the gopas and gopas and calves with their mothers, Sukadeva Goswami was into ecstasy and he went into prema. So because of that he is unable to give exact details. He is like kind of gathering for words or something like that and then continuing to describe like that. So Sukadeva Goswami was bewildered by prema, that's why he did not give a definite number, he gave an indefinite number. So up to this time even Balramji was captivated by the bewilderment that covered Brahmaji. So here everybody is bewildered. So Krishna bewildered Brahmaji and he bewildered Balramji and all the cows and gopis and gopas in Vrindavan also could not understand that these people are not original. They are all Krishna's only. They are like drama artists. They are not the original people. So Krishna just kept everybody in illusion and is relishing. Relishing this illusory phase of one full year. So hardly Krishna stayed for 10.5 years in Vrindavan. Out of the 10%, one full year. So Krishna had full condensed experience with everybody in Vrindavan. See, he married all the young girls and he he had that rasa with them and he also had affection towards fathers and mothers in Vrindavan and cows also. Like that Krishna exhibits his maximum opulence in Vrindavan, as I said in the beginning of this chapter also. To reciprocate with his dear devotees, Krishna exhibits maximum opulence. So it's inconceivable to understand that only one person is doing the whole thing. He's all over the place. Krishna is all over the Vrindavan. He's object of affection for every single entity in the entire Vrindavan. And how can he deprive all these boys from Krishna's association? Now all the mothers are getting ecstasy, then fathers are getting ecstasy, cows are getting ecstasy, all the birds and beasts and everybody is getting ecstasy. But except the boys, they were in illusion. So Krishna nourished them by making them sleep in his yogamaya, right? So they were also, it's because they are not conscious, right, in an external sense, they are not active, but they are absorbed in by the influence of Krishna's bewildering potency or illusory potency. So they did not realize that they are away from Krishna. They did not realize that they are away from Vrindavan. So they are there. So Krishna just kept them. And by manifesting their forms, Krishna mitigated his feelings of separation from the gopas, like that. So now Krishna is little older now. 5-year-old boy become 6-year-old boy, right? 1 year passed, right? So you can keep that. Tato vidurat charato.
Tato vidurat charato.
Gavo vatsan upavrajam.
Gavo vatsan upavrajam.
Govardhanadri shirasi.
Govardhanadri shirasi.
Charayanto dadrushtrunam.
Charayanto dadrushtrunam.
Thereafter, while pasturing atop Govardhan Hill, the cows looked down to find some green grass and saw their calves pasturing near Vrindavan, not very far away.
So, how did Balramji realize at this point? So, till this point, 5-6 days are left to complete an year. So Balramji did not realize. So now Krishna is giving him an opportunity to realize that these people are not gopas. I'm playing with them, I'm wrestling with them, I'm doing all that, but these must be Krishna only. So that realization was given to Balramji through this one incident. The final display of Krishna's opulence is through exhibiting his affection with the gopas. So far, how cows had love for the calves is described. How gopis had love for gopas is described. But how elderly gopas had love for their own sons and grandsons is not described in this lila, right? So now that will be described. So generally, all these small calves are taken care by small boys, and elderly gopas they take care of cows. and these two are separately done. So they will go to some other place and these people will go to some other place. Although they are in the vicinity, still they make sure, they plan in such a way that these cows and calves do not mix with each other. They are separate. If they mix with each other, they drink milk and then they do something else, right? So they are purposely kept separately with proper plan. And whenever, say, the gopas, the younger boys bring the calves in the vicinity of cows, then the elderly gopas would become angry with the younger gopas. Right? Hey, why did you bring calves here? So like that they would chastise, right? That kind of thing would happen. But here that also did not happen. That we'll discuss a little later. So Balaramji, why he was deprived of this understanding so far? Because if Balaramji had come to know that these are all Krishna's only and not boys, he would not relish this whole pastime. The 1 year, whatever ecstasy he had, would be missing. So suspense is always good, right? If everything is revealed, then you can't actually relish it, right? So one should have that kind of suspense and bewilderment to actually relish and participate. That opportunity was given to him. Now, out of great affection, Krishna wanted to enlighten him about the truth of the pastime. Otherwise, when Brahma came after a year, by hiding the truth from Balaram, he could not experience complete joy. So Balaramji also was experiencing complete joy with Krishna. He is playing with 10 boys, but all these 10 boys are Krishna only. If Balaramji understands that these 10 boys are Krishna, then he cannot play in a natural way. So for him to play naturally and relish, so let there be bewilderment for him also. So in one context, Krishna was dancing on the hoods of Kalia. All the Vrajavasis were standing on the bank of the lake and they were feeling tremendous anxiety for Krishna. They were literally on the verge of giving up their lives. Because when Krishna entered Kalia's lake and then started swimming, and with every rise of hand and then touching of hand with water, he is making the water just fly high, 10, 12, 10, 20 feet like that. And it's agitating water. Kalia is getting very provoked because of this whole agitation. So, in that context, there were so many dangerous omens in the entire atmosphere of Vrindavan. When there were dangerous omens, every single Vrajavasi was concerned about the protection of Krishna. Is Krishna safe? I can see some inauspicious omens in the climate. Is Krishna safe? Some left eye is quivering, right? My left thigh is vibrating. So that means it is inauspicious for a man to experience this kind of physical symptoms. Then he will think that, oh, I'll lose my property, or will I get an accident, or something else will happen to me. So that's what they generally think. They are supposed to think. But whenever these kind of symptoms come in Vrindavan, they will think, is Krishna safe? Like that. So because all the Vrajavasis are concerned with Krishna's safety, all of them just left whatever they are doing in the middle. They must be doing household activities, they must be grazing cows, or they may be doing some agriculture fields or some other work they must be doing. All of them left all those activities without even locking their doors or doing anything. They just ran towards Yamuna bank. How? By following the footprints of Krishna. Krishna's footprints are never disturbed by any living entity in the entire Vrindavan. They came there. They were standing on the banks. Then, seeing Krishna being bound by the coils of Kalia, they were in tremendous anxiety. Some gopas were just about to jump into the river. Even Nanda Maharaj was also about to jump into the river. But Balaramji said, oh, no, relax, relax. So, in this entire episode, which is about one muhurta or something like that, Krishna purposely allowed himself to be bound by Kalia only to experience the sweetness, the condensed prema of all the Vrajavasis. Right? So he was experiencing that prema, and by feeling anxiety, tremendous anxiety for Krishna, all the Vrajavasis were also feeling prema, experiencing prema. So only when they were on the verge of giving up their lives, Krishna thought it's not appropriate to prolong this kind of scene. He just immediately released himself from the coils of Kalia, started jumping on his hoods and then danced and subdued Kalia. You know what else happened. So here why I mentioned this point is, Balaramji was the only person in the entire Vrindavan who was not in anxiety. Of course, Krishna was not in anxiety, but Balaramji also was not in anxiety. So in that context, Balaramji was not experiencing the intense condensed prema that all the Vrajavasis were experiencing. That was reserved only for Vrajavasis, not Balaramji. So Balaramji had to be deprived of that experience because Balaramji had to pacify them. If he is also in anxiety, what would happen? He would also would have allowed other gopas to enter Kaliya Lake. They might be affected. And whatever must be happening, it must be happening, right? But Balaramji had to be like that. But when Krishna was swallowed by Bakasur, so Bakasur came and then Krishna swallowed. So all the gopas got bewildered. They fainted. Even Balaramji also fainted. See? So in that case, when Krishna was in total control of the scene, so Krishna allowed Balaram to get bewildered. Because this getting bewildered or feeling anxious, feeling very, being very concernful about Krishna's protection, so they actually nourish one's prema. One has to experience them. As much as possible, Krishna gives this experience to all the Vrajavasis, including Balaramji. He allowed Bakasura to faint. He allowed Balaramji to faint when he was fighting with Bakasura. But he did not allow Balaramji to become morose when he was fighting with Kaliya. In fact, because Krishna was definitely in control, but he was inside. He is dealing with Kaliya. He needs a representative outside also to take care of the Vrajavasis while they are experiencing prema. Right? So he kept him outside. Now, that same Balaramji in this episode, he is kept in bewilderment for one full year. Right? Thus he also experienced joy. He understood how Krishna is taking care of the emotions and experiencing their sweetness. If you consider this only drama, then we'll miss the whole point. So Krishna also allows himself to be controlled by some of his energies so that he can experience the infancy mood or childhood mood and dependence on his devotees and all this bewilderment. Vrishasura, yesterday we were discussing, right? So unless one genuinely experiences these emotions, there is no joy there. So Krishna also puts himself under that kind of spell so that he can experience all these emotions, right? So all the energies of Krishna are very powerful, very obedient servants. They do the needful so that Krishna gets this experience. Krishna's associates will get this experience. So Balaramji was in bewilderment so far. Sukadeva Goswami is also in bewilderment. So now another point. Jiva Goswami makes this point, right? Sukadeva Goswami could not give a definite number. He gave an indefinite number because he was bewildered by prema. If Sukadeva Goswami presents himself as the knower of all details, right? Why 5-6 days? Exactly at this point, at this muhurta, when the star is in this constellation, then this happened, Balaramji was revealed this. He could have said that also. Then it's like a neutral delivery of facts, information passing. But along with discussing the information, there should be experience of the mood and the joy of the pastime also. So Sukadeva Goswami is constantly experiencing that joy. And Parikshit is also experiencing that joy. That's why this whole discussion is very lively, right? So, in this context, all the cows were, eating grass on the top of Govardhan Hill, and the calves were pasturing somewhere near Vrindavan, right? Not very far away. They could see. Let's see what happened then. Drishtvatha tat sneha vasho smritatma.
Drishtvatha tat sneha vasho smritatma.
Sagovrajotyatmapa durga margah.
Sagovrajotyatmapa durga margah.
Dripat kuru griva udat prutso.
Dripat kuru griva udat prutso.
Gadhum krutair ashrupaya javena.
Gadhum krutair ashrupaya javena.
Caretakers because of the
तत् स्नेहवशो स्मृतात्मा. सो स्नेहवश मीन्स् बीङ्ग् कण्ट्रोल्ड् बै दिस् इन्क्रीस्ड् लव् दृष्ट्वा दिस् कौस् हव् सीन् देर् कास् इट् एस् सून् एस् दे सा द कास् देर् इस् एन् इन्क्रीस् इन् लव् एफेक्षन् फर् देम् देन् स्नेहवश दे आर् कण्ट्रोल्ड् बै द प्रेम दे आर् कण्ट्रोल्ड् बै देर् ओन् प्रेम फर् कृष्ण इन् द फार्म् आफ़् द कास् सो स्मृतात्मा सो अस्मृत आत्मा एस् इफ् दे हव् फर्गाटन् देम्सेल्स् देन् स गो व्रजो अत्यात्मप दुर्गमार्गः सो द पात् आफ् दिस् हिल् हिल्ली एरिया देवर् आन् द टाप् आफ् गोवर्धन् देवर् रन्निङ्ग् वित् देयर् हूफ्स् देवर् रन्निङ्ग् दे आर् नाट् वेरिङ्ग् इवन् शूस् आल्सो देवर् रन्निङ्ग् आन् टाप् आफ् गोवर्धन् अण्ड् द पात् इस् वेरि राकी अण्ड् देन् थान् पेबल्स् आर् देर् बट् स्टिल् दट् कुड् नाट् ओब्स्ट्रक्ट् देम् एट् आल् they were just running towards the calves, right? So calves were not moving, the calves are Krishna, right? Calves are just grazing there only, but the cows, as soon as they saw their calves, they could not control their love, they just ran. So that is sago vrajo vrajaha ati atma pa durga margaha, right? And also they escaped their caretakers. So caretakers means the cowherd men. They also act as obstacles for the movements of cows. That is their role. Cows are controlled by cowherds. So now they escaped them also because of increased affection for calves. So when the love for Krishna is just profusely just flowing from the heart of a devotee, no obstacle in the world can stop him from that. And through our sadhana bhakti, we should cultivate that kind of affection towards Krishna, and that is our culmination of sadhana bhakti. That's what we read in 29th chapter of third canto, teachings of Lord Kapila. Mad guna sruti matrena mahi sarva guhasaye manogati ravichinna yatha gangambha sombudo. So mad guna sruti matrena, just by hearing the qualities of Krishna, mahi sarva guhasaye manogati ravichinna. One's entire existence, avichinna, without any obstacle or obstruction, just flows towards Krishna. That should be the culmination. That is pure devotional service. So after defining various classes of bhakti, Kapil Dev says, bhakti in mode of goodness, bhakti in mode of passion, bhakti in mode of ignorance. So these are all bhakti under the influence of modes. Bhakti is not guni bhakti, the performer of bhakti in these gunas, right? But what is bhakti which is beyond modes? That is this. Mad guna sruti matrena mayi sarva guhasayi. Manogatir avichinna yatha gangambha sombudo. Just like Ganga flows towards the ocean in spite of hundreds of interruptions and obstructions. Similarly, a devotee's mind, as soon as he hears the qualities of Krishna, it just flows. No one can stop. So that is, ya bhakti hi purushottami. Ahaituki avyatihata ya bhakti hi purushottami. So bhakti should be unmotivated. Bhakti should be uninterrupted. Actually, if one has motivation behind his bhakti, that is an interruption only. These two are related terms. Ahaituki, apratihata, they are related terms. If there is hetu behind my, if there is a personal agenda or a selfish desire behind my bhakti, that itself is an interruption. Right? So one cannot continue bhakti like that. That cannot be called pure devotional service. So here, no obstacle could stop this cows. The caretakers could not stop. The rough paths of Govardhan mountain, they could not stop. They just ran towards the calves. How? Dvipath, as if they had only two legs. They had four legs. Cow walks on four legs, but they were running as if they had two legs. Dvipath, kukut griva, udasya prucho. Udasya prucho means their heads and tails are raising. Then kukut griva, their humps were moving with their necks. So when they are walking, the flesh hanging from their necks, that moves. Hump is also moving. Head is raised and the tails are raised. And as if they had two legs, they just ran towards the calves. Then Agad, they came. Hunkara, moving very loudly. Right? And Ashrupayaha, from their eyes, tears were flowing. From their milk bags, milk was flowing. Javena, very forcibly, they all came like that. So, all the caretakers of cows, they were offended now, right? They were surpassed. All the cows were not acknowledging their authority. They were frustrated. They became angry also. And what happens later, to summarize, all the cowherd men, they became angry on the cows, but as soon as they saw their own sons and grandsons along with the calves, right, down the hill of Govardhan, then they forgot their anger towards cows. They also ran towards their sons. Right? So, like that. So, Krishna Katha, Krishna's qualities, attraction towards Krishna, can make one forget everything. Right? So all these people forgot their roles. They just remember that, I just have to love this person. We are cowheads. This is afternoon time. We are supposed to control cows. All these upadhis are forgotten. Right? All these extra, all the roles that they are playing are completely forgotten. The only role that they have to play now is, I have to express my affection towards Krishna. Krishna is there to receive my affection. That's uncontrollable for them. So, 31st verse. Now, all the calves were little older, and during this 1 year, many cows gave birth to younger calves. Right? And 1 year old calf is already quite big. Right? 1 year old calf are the calves that are born earlier. So, they are all Krishna's now. So, what happened to them, we will discuss now. They stretched their necks out in longing. Their heads and tails were raised. Their tears and milk flowed in streams. 31st verse. Samitya gavodho vatsan.
Samitya gavodho vatsan.
Vatsavatyo pyapayayan.
Vatsavatyo pyapayayan.
Jilancha iva changati.
Jilancha iva changati.
Lihantyah svaudha sampayah.
Lihantyah svaudha sampayah.
The cows had given birth to new cows, but while coming down from Govardhan Hill, the cows, because of increased affection for the older cows, allowed the older cows to drink milk from their milk bags, and then began licking their cows' bodies in anxiety, as if wanting to swallow them.
So, samitya gavo adho vatsan vatsavatyopi apayayan. So, vatsavatyah, as if new calves had been born from them. Vatsavatyah. Although they have given up drinking milk from their mothers, when the child is grown up little, he doesn't take milk from mother. So now all these Krishna calves, many of them have given up drinking milk. And there were younger brothers for these calves. But all these cows are not taking care of the younger calves, they were taking care of the older calves and they started to be feeding them milk. Right? So this is too much, too astonishing. Because of increased affection for the older calves, allowed the older calves to drink milk from their milk bags. And licking their bodies in great anxiety, as if they want to swallow them. That is the thing. Sva odhasampayaha. Next. Gopastadrodhanayasa.
Gopastadrodhanayasa.
Maughya lajjoru manyuna.
Maughya lajjoru manyuna.
Durgadhva krichrato bheta.
Durgadhva krichrato bheta.
Govatsai dadrushusutan.
Govatsai dadrushusutan.
The cowherd men, having been unable to check the cows from going to their calves, felt tremendously ashamed and angry. They crossed the rough road with great difficulty, but when they came down and saw their own sons, they were overwhelmed by great affection.
Gopastad rodhanayasya. So, the cowherd men, they attempted to stop these cows to go towards their calves. And that is their role. But they could not do so. They were frustrated. They were angry. They were ashamed. Right? So when you are defeated in performing your own role, you feel a little embarrassed. That's what they are in now. But as soon as they saw their own sons, they forgot everything. They were overwhelmed by their great affection. And grandsons also. Some of the cowherd men here had their grandsons who were Krishna's. So they also became very affectionate towards Krishna. 32. Okay. 33. तदीक्षणोत् प्रेम रसा प्लुताशया
तदीक्षणोत् प्रेम रसा प्लुताशया
जातानुरागा गतमन्य वोर्भकान्
जातानुरागा गतमन्य वोर्भकान्
उदुह्य दोर्भिः परिरभ्य मूर्धनि
उदुह्य दोर्भिः परिरभ्य मूर्धनि
घ्राणैर् अवापुः परमां मुदन्ते
घ्राणैर् अवापुः परमां मुदन्ते.
At that time, all the thoughts of coward men merged in the billows of paternal love, which was aroused by the sight of their sons.
See, tad ikshana means the sight of sons. Tad ikshana ut prema rasa apluta ashayaha. As soon as they saw Krishna, the only desire in their mind is just to exhibit affection towards Krishna. Just like when the sadhana becomes very mature, just by hearing the qualities of Krishna, one's mind just flows towards Krishna. Just like air carries aroma from its source, say flower, to our nostrils, similarly, a devotee also feels so much attraction towards Krishna, just by hearing his qualities. So that is the maturity of one's practice of devotional service. But here, these people are not practitioners, they have perfected. That ikshana, just by the darshan of all these boys invoked so much affection in them, they just ran towards Krishna. So what is the effect? Jata anuraga. Jata anuraga. Anuraga is great longing and affection, attraction. So acharyas say that there are two types of this anuraga. Intense thirst and intense happiness. Thirst is like that longing to express affection. And once you are able to express it, there is a lot of happiness that is felt. You experience an urge, an uncontrollable urge to express affection, and there is a uncontrollable happiness. You cannot express it, you cannot describe in words, that much happiness is there. So that is the anuraga here. And they forgot all anger towards the cows. Jata anuraga gatamanyavo. Gatamanya means they have forgot anger. Arbhakan. Arbhakan, they can exhibit anger towards two parties, cows and boys. So they have to be angry with the cows for not following their instructions, and they just ran away from the herd. They have to be angry with the boys also for being unable to control the calves, or for bringing the calves in the vicinity of the cows. Because of that only this meeting happened. So they have given up anger towards cows also, they have given up anger towards the boys also, they were overwhelmed with affection towards Krishna. So all other considerations will go in the background when you feel that urge to serve Krishna and love Krishna, express love for Krishna. So their love, their anger towards Gopas is valid, it's important, they need to be trained. And their anger towards cows also is valid, that is also important. But that is their role. That is their dharma as gopas. As someone who is herding cows, he is supposed to take care of his responsibilities. But these responsibilities and all this, although they are important, they are not as important as one's love for Krishna. Especially in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, one's exhibition of love towards Krishna is the primary concern of every single living entity. All other roles are in the background. The other day we were saying that Yashodamai was the queen of Vrindavan, but she receives chastisement from all the other gopis for not taking care of Krishna properly. Yashodamai is the epitome of Vatsalya Rasa, and she is receiving chastisement from other Vatsalya gopis for not taking care of Krishna properly. Does it make any sense? And even technically seeing also, she is the queen and other gopis are not queens. They are like regular people. But when the prema, the concern, one's affection for Krishna becomes prominent, all the other formalities will go in the background. All other responsibilities and positions and upadhis and other, external, formalities, they go into the background. So, jatanuraga gatamanyavo arbhakan uduhya. Uduhya means they lifted. Uduhya dorbhihi parirabhya murdhani. So, they are 6-year-old children. Still, parents can lift and then keep them on their laps. Even when Krishna was 100 years old or more than 100 years old, when he came to Dwaraka, all the mothers headed by Devaki were making Krishna sit on their laps. 100-year-old child or 120-year-old child sitting on mother's lap. And milk is flowing from mother's body. So that Vatsalya Prema is not obstructed by age limits also. And the physical structure of Krishna also. He was not a 5-year-old child now. He was a 100-year-old child. But still milk can come from their bodies. But still they can, Krishna can sit on the laps of mothers. So this is, these are not the feelings of affection in this material world. They are purely spiritual. So all the material considerations and our calculations will not play much role there. We can't apply logic in an arena of affection. So Uduhiya Dorbhihi, they started embracing the children. Parirabhya Murdhani. Parirabhya is embracing, Dorbhihi means with arms. Then Murdhani Granair, they started smelling their heads. Then Apavuhu means obtained paramam mudam. They obtained the greatest pleasure just by doing this. Fathers are embracing children and smelling their heads. That's a simple activity. The activity is simple, but the experience is ecstatic. Any child can be embraced by a father, but here the experience is, we cannot express it in words. The happiness that they undergo, that cannot be expressed. So all the external activities appear simple. Krishna is stealing butter. Yeah, that's fine. Anyone can steal anything. But the experience is totally different. Vrindavan means everything is condensed. Everything is dripping with Krishna's love. Love for Krishna. So that's why they are experiencing highest transcendental bliss and happiness. So for the 33rd verse, Jiva Goswami says, the boys made a mistake in bringing the calves in the sight of affectionate mother cows and did not take them away. And the cowherds' hearts, on seeing their sons, overflowed with intense premarasa. Premarasa indicates extreme joy, and anuraga indicates extreme thirst or attraction. 34th verse. Tatah pravasyo tatah pravayaso gopah.
Tatah pravayaso gopah.
Tokaslesha sunirvritah.
Tokaslesha sunirvritah.
Krishrachanair apagatah.
Krishrachanair apagatah.
Tadanusmritya upas udashrava.
Tadanusmritya udashrava. Thereafter, the elderly coward men, having obtained a great feeling from embracing their sons, gradually and with great difficulty and reluctance ceased embracing them and returned to the forest. But as the men remembered their sons, tears began to roll down from their eyes.
So, tataha pravayaso gopaha. Pravayasa means they are elderly gopas. Gopa generally indicates a younger boy. Here, pravayasa gopa. So, pravayasa means very elderly people. Toka slesha sunirvrita. Toka is small boy. Right? Aslesha sunirvrita. They became overjoyed by embracing their own small boys. There is a toka gopa and there is a pravayasa gopa. Then kritsrat, with great difficulty, shanair apagataha. Gradually they just gave up that embrace and then went with the cows somewhere else. And these boys took the calves and they went somewhere else. Like that. And while they are doing so, tad anusmriti, by remembering all these gopas, what happening? Uda shrava. Tears are flowing from their eyes. 35th verse. Vrajasya Ramaha Premardher.
Vrajasya Ramaha Premardher.
Vikshotkanthyam Anukshanam.
Vikshotkanthyam Anukshanam.
Muktastaneshu Apatyeshu.
Muktastaneshu Apatyeshu.
Api Ahetu Vidachintayat.
Api Ahetu Vidachintayat. Because of an increased affection, the cows had constant attachment even to those cows that were grown up and had stopped sucking milk from their mothers. When Baldeva saw this attachment, he was unable to understand the reason for it, and thus he began to consider as follows.
So here is the point. This whole scene, the affection between the elderly gopas, Pravayasa gopas and then Toka gopas, is seen by Balramji. So far he was under illusion, now that illusion went away. So, because the older calves are expansions of Krishna, all the surprising events are taking place by the manipulation of Yoga Maya. Prabhupada says, there are two Mayas of Krishna. Mahamaya is the energy of material world, Yoga Maya is the energy of spiritual world. So that can keep even eternal associates of Krishna also in bewilderment, in illusion. So here Yoga Maya acted in such a way that the residents of Vrindavan, including Balaram also, could not understand how Yoga Maya was working and causing such uncommon things to happen. So what is the uncommon thing here? Everybody knows that everyone loves Krishna the most. And here the elderly gopas and cows, they were loving their own sons and their own calves more than Krishna. So this is uncommon. What is uncommon in Vrindavan? To have any other object as a primary object of affection other than Krishna. That is uncommon in Vrindavan. What is common in Vrindavan? Just to keep Krishna as the topmost priority. Right? So Krishna is the foremost object of my affection, my love, my service. So that is the mood of Vrindavan. Anything other than this is uncommon. So now he is seeing an uncommon thing. But how come all these elderly men are loving Krishna, loving their sons more than Krishna? Is it Krishna? This man is also loving his son so much. That man is also loving their son so much. This cow is also loving this calf so much. Is it Krishna? So that was the doubt created in the mind of Balaramji. Kime tadadbhutam iva?
Kime tadadbhutam iva?
Vasudeve khilatmani?
Vasudeve khilatmani?
Vrajasya satmanastokeshu?
Vrajasya satmanastokeshu?
Apurvam prema vardhate?
Apurvam prema vardhate?
What is this wonderful phenomenon? The affection of all the inhabitants of Raja, including me, towards these boys and girls is increasing as never before, just like our affection for Lord Krishna, the super soul of all living entities.
Vasudeva akhilatmani. Krishna is atmanam akhilatmanam. He is the soul of all souls. So, because he is the soul, he is in the heart of every single living being, the primary affection of everybody is towards Krishna. So here, kim etat adbhutam iva? What is so wonderful here? Vrajasya satmanah lokeshu apurvam prema vardhate. For all the Vrindavan vasis, their affection towards their own sons is increasing. Prema vardhate. Apurvam. It's unprecedented. Their increase in their love towards their own children is unprecedented. It's like too astonishing. As if they are Vasudeva. As if they are Krishna. So he was very astonished. Prabhupada says the whole life of everyone in Vrindavan was meant for Krishna. The cows, because of affection for Krishna, had more affection for their older calves than the new calves. So what is happening? What is this mystery? So Balaramji is trying to figure out. See what is his speculation. Keyam va kuta adaya.
Keyam va kuta ayata.
Daivi va naryuta suri.
Daivi va naryuta suri.
Prayo mayatsu me bhartur.
Prayo mayatsu me bhartur.
Nanya me pivi mohini.
Nanya me pivi mohini.
Keyam va means what is this illusion? What is this mystery? Kuta ayata. Where has she come from? This illusion, generally this illusion is considered feminine. Like, where did it come from? Where did she come from? Like that. So, daiviva, is it some daivi maya? Some divine power? Or na hari uta asuri? Is it the power of a demoness? So, is she a devi who is influencing me, or is she a rakshasi who is influencing me? So, he is considering that Gandharvas also come and do some maya. Sometimes Gandharvas create some illusion. Sometimes Rakshasis also come and create some illusion. When Putana was dead body, which is 8 miles long, was lying, then all the cowherd boys, cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, they were coming from Mathura back to Vrindavan. They saw Putana there. They were thinking that, are we bewildered by some witch? Are we under the spell of some demoness? Right? So they were thinking like that. So, are we misguided? Are we like misguided by some demoniac spell that we lost our way to Vrindavan? What is she? What is this great hill lying here? Like that they were thinking. So whenever something illusory happens, So it is natural for people to suspect in the Vedic times, suspect that some demoness or some Gandharvas, whether some positive power or negative power is influencing to create this kind of bewilderment. So Balramji is also suspecting like that. Prayo mayatsume bhartur. So she must be maya asume bhartur, my bharta. Who is my bhartur? Krishna. So he must, bhartur is master. So she must be the maya of my master. She cannot be asuri, she cannot be daivi. Because no divine power or no demoniac power can influence Balramji. That he says in the fourth line. Na anya me api vimohini. No other power has the power to influence me. Only Krishna's power can influence me. So he came to this illusion. So Brahma, he actually closed his eyes. Brahma, Balramji, he closed his eyes, started meditating. He also knows past, present and future. So in his meditation, some things were revealed. What was revealed? You will see in the later verses. So Balramji, in his meditation, he could understand all the activities of Brahma and all the activities of Krishna. Only by Krishna's will, things were revealed to him. Another point, when something is revealed to us, which we are supposed to know, we should not be taking credit for our own intelligence. Even Balramji could not take credit like that. So, Jambavan was under illusion when he was fighting with Krishna. He could not recognize that this Krishna is my Ram only. I am fighting with my Ram. Otherwise, who in the universe can stand in front of me for 28 full days and fight with me in various ways? So, but Jambavan could not recognize, could not identify that it is Krishna. Only when Krishna was completely satisfied with the fighting service of Jambavan, so Krishna revealed, Krishna removed the curtain of Yogamaya for our Jambavan, and he could recognize that you must be my Ram after 28 days. Here, after one full year, Balramji is able to recognize. So far, he could not recognize. This much analytical power, all the analysis of Balramji was not useful for him in identifying that all these boys and cows are actually Krishna. Because Krishna's sanction is not there. When Krishna's sanction is not there, however powerful you may be, your powers will not help you in knowing something, although you want to know. In doing something, although you want to do. So our powers are simply subservience of Krishna. Right, everything is happening by Krishna's sanction, even in Balramji's case, even in Jambavan's case, in anybody's case, like that. So one should not be taking credit for one's own analysis or the revelations that he gets. Oh, now it got revealed. Like that. So one needs to acknowledge Krishna. Even Arjuna says that Tadvai Dhanusta Yeshavo Saratho Hayaste. I am the same Arjuna, I am the same, I have the same Gandiva bow, I have the same what to say, chariot, horses, weapons, everything is same. But now all of them are like oblations in ashes. All of them are like money created by magic wand. Now they show, send some video, right? You just roll, you put a 1,000 rupee note and 10 100 rupee notes come out. And you put old 1,000 rupee note and a new 1,000 rupee note comes out. So it's all magic only. They do some magic and then do something, bring out. So that kind of money will not have any value. You also know printing, design, Photoshop, etc. Design a 100 rupee note or 1,000 rupee note and then print and then use it. That is useful? No. Forget about that being useful to you. You may be arrested also for doing that, right? So all our powers are not useful unless there is sanction by a higher authority, right? So that's what Balramji is undergoing now. So for 1 year he could not figure out. Now that there is Krishna's sanction, he is able to figure out very easily. Just by closing his eyes, meditating for a while, he could understand that these boys are not boys, they are Krishna. These calves are not calves, original calves, they are Krishna. Simple. The simple way of understanding things is when Krishna reveals them. Arjuna, in that context only Prabhupada writes, one cannot be proud of the borrowed plumes of feather. All your skills, all your intelligence, all your physical, mental, intellectual capacity, your fame, name, position, prestige, everything is dependent on the sanction of Krishna. Right? If Krishna does not sanction, not a blade of grass can move. So if we remind ourselves constantly of this fact, then we can become sane. We can become sane and we can remain sane. Otherwise, the material energy will completely influence us to think that we are the doers. Prakritehe kriyamanani gunaih karmani sarvasah. Ahankara vimudhatma kartaham timanyati. I am the karta, I am the doer of all these activities. So material energies work 24/7. She is working to make you believe that you are the doer. Make you convinced that you are the doer. But Bhagavatam is convincing us, constantly attempting in every canto to convince us that we are not the doers. It is Krishna who is doing. Right? He may be doing through you or through him or through me or through someone else, but he is doing ultimately. Right? If it is a material activity, modes are doing. So whether through external energy or through internal energy, Krishna is the doer. Right? We are just instruments. 9:32. Thinking in this way, Balramji was able to see. What he saw, we will see in the evening. Thank you all very much. 37 verses we did. Maybe two more sessions we will take. Evening. If it rains, we can have here. If it doesn't rain, we can have somewhere. Sriji Mandir is better. Even if it rains also, Sriji Mandir is okay, na? We can go up. We'll freeze with Sriji Mandir. We'll decide. Evening Sriji Mandir. 5:30.